This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. After a very dry January, snow is finally on the way over the next few days for Colorado. But the National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says the biggest story is not the snowfall, it's the cold.
Main threat, the main feature, especially across eastern Colorado, will be the colder temperatures with the system. With those colder temperatures, I won't take much snowfall to make the roads slippery.
The cold front moves in today, with snow developing overnight and tapering off by Saturday morning across much of the Front Range. Temperatures will stay in the teens through most of the weekend. Mountain communities will avoid most of the coldest air, but parts of the high country, including the San Juan Mountains, could pick up close to a foot of snow. And these plummeting temperatures, and with these plummeting temperatures, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that the city of Denver and advocates alike say there are not enough cold weather shelter beds.
In December, Denver City Council voted to not open a cold weather shelter in Northeast Denver. The district has recently shouldered the city's homelessness response. Councilmember Chantel Lewis says the mayor should open more shelters in other parts of the city, as he initially promised. But without that cold weather shelter space, the city was down 250 beds. City officials spent Thursday scrambling to find a place to bring people in from the cold. Lewis said the mayor should have planned better. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Larimer County has shut down access to Horsetooth Mountain open space near Fort Collins due to an aggressive mountain lion. The trails are temporarily closed and staff are monitoring the area. This comes after a hiker was killed on New Year's Day. A mountain lion was suspected in that attack and was later euthanized by the state. And this is CPR News. In Denver today, highs only in the teens, overnight lows in the single digits. Snow likely tonight, just a chance this afternoon. It's 8:06.